Well, the Sydney Sixers are the Big Bash League champions. A 7-wicket victory with 7 runs to spare over the Perth Scorchers in front of a crowd of 16,255 at a very parochial WACA ground. But the crowd, or indeed the weather conditions that started at about 39 degrees, and while they did cool off, always favoured the home side. It didn't matter in the end, with the Sydney Sixers far too impressive. Having a look at how it all panned out, it really did start in the Sixers' favour, despite Marcus North winning the toss and electing to bat. Herschel Gibbs was out first ball, such a key to the Scorchers' success this season. He was gone without troubling the scorers, caught by Thornley off the bowling of Lee at deep backward square leg. And then Luke Ronchi, who came out, the Scorchers hoping to replace one big hitter with another, departed, adding just 2 to the total. The Scorchers were 2 for 2 after just 5 balls being bowled. Marcus North, the captain for the Perth team, put on 22 from 24. Collingwood, 32 from 25. Katich, 12 from 7. But it was Mitch Marsh who gave the Scorchers any hope of a competitive score. He was not out, 77 from 57 deliveries. Also not out, Rimmington, not out, 4 from 2. 5 for 156 from the 20 overs was the Scorchers' total. And the bowling figures, Lee, magnificent. 4 overs, 2 for 21. Stark, 4 overs, 2 for 40. McGill, 4 overs, 1 for 20. O'Keefe, 4 overs, none for 22. Moran, 2 overs, none for 22. And Enriquez, 2 overs, none for 27. The target, 157, never looked like it would be a stretch for the Sixers, and indeed it wasn't, as Enriquez and O'Keefe put on a wonderful 110-run stand. Enriquez, the first to depart, stumped by Ronchi off the bowling of Hogg for 70 from just 41 deliveries. He hit 6 fours and 4 sixes. Maddinson put on 10 from 13, and O'Keefe, 48 from 46. Smith, the captain, then guided the Sixers home. 21 from 11. Rora, not out, 3 from 2. So the Sixers winning by 7 wickets and 7 balls remaining. The only Scorchers bowlers to take wickets, Edmondson, 3.5 overs, 2 for 30, and Hogg, 4 overs, 1 for 29. Terry Alderman is with me, and Terry, they won the toss, they elected to bat, things seemed to be going the Scorchers' way. It was not to be after Brett Lee really did set the tone for the entire game, taking 2 wickets in his first 5 balls.
He certainly did get the crowd hushed with that first delivery, and Herschel Gibbs just could not believe it. He stood out there probably for about 20 seconds before he left the field. You're supposed to be left in 10 seconds to get the new batsman out there. They're the rules. He was just so disappointed. It was only Mitch Marsh, really, that gave the Scorchers any chance of posting a half-decent total, an absolutely belting wicket, a magnificent one-day wicket in my opinion. The ball bounced beautifully, the crossbat shots were able to be played, some beautiful drives down the ground. 156, a chance if you take early wickets. Well, it looked as though they weren't even going to take a wicket at all. Moses Enriquez batted magnificently. I didn't know he was capable of that 70 that he scored with 4 sixes and 6 fours. Just him and Stephen O'Keefe absolutely made that total of 156 look so small that really 200 needed to be posted here to be competitive. And they just coasted. And then Steve Smith just absolutely put the icing on the cake with a Rimmington over where he just played 3 good boundaries and the game was over. Thoroughly deserved. They completely outplayed the Warriors. Disappointing for the very hot crowd of 16,255 that turned up. They get their opportunities to fire again, both these teams, in the Champions League. So they get a chance for the big money, but I think they would have liked the big money, the Scorchers, from getting a win out of this. But they were completely outplayed by the Sydney Sixers. Unheralded, really. Both these teams were at the start. Both were supposed to finish bottom, and they both played off in a final, which was a little bit disappointing in the way it finished. It was a bit of a fizzog for the crowd. Very well played by the Sixers and Steve Smith.
So the drought continues for WA cricket, still without a trophy in any form of the game since 2003. But as Terry said, despite questions being asked about the makeup of the Sixers at the start of this tournament, and indeed their colour, right now as champions, they're pretty in pink. Magenta looks magnificent.